have soccer.
Okay, we'll start. Let's start and we'll go.
The challenge, I said I'm not bringing the challenge this week. It's not what I ate last week. But maybe we should bring it.
Let's bring the challenge. All right. Well, the challenge is sorry.
The we'll, do this come, we'll send them out with the
Okay, so we're going to do Elikai Neshama this week. The first important thing is the name, Pashut, Elikai Neshama, which doesn't really make so much sense. Very awkward name. Elikai Neshama means, my God is a Neshama.
Elikai Neshama.
So obviously there has to be a comma, very important. The comma, the place can all speak out. And you say, you have to say Elikai, comma. Neshama is not to be dairy, right? So why do people call it Elikai Neshama? Just because, what else do you call it? There's a lot of things that start with Elikai. Very important, right? That's the Elikai Netzar. Elikai, Atshaloi, Netzarti, Nikadai, things like that. So you have to make it clear what you're talking about. But when you actually daven, you shouldn't say Elikai Neshama, and Art Scroll helpfully put in a comma over here. You know, there's a big difference between let's eat kids and let's eat kids, right? So you have to be careful how you say it.
That's the book.
Then the book is called Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, right? Another book. Very geschmacky book. Okay. The source. It's good. You have a nice chair. Geschmack. Special chair for Baltimore visitors.
Yes.
Yeah. A throne. Does he have poppers? If he doesn't have poppers, they can't start. Everybody has to have food.
Sweet chili poppers.
Yeah. Okay. So Elikai Kama Neshama. Right? Fine. Now, the source of it is a Gemara. There is, first of all, Talmud Yerushalmi that says, I think it was Rabbi Yane, when you wake up, you say, Baruch Mechaya Mesim. Baruch Mechaya Mesim. You are asleep. Sleep is a me'en of death. The neshama leaves you, person is shtickel dead, and you wake up. Anybody who has teenagers knows that sleep is you're not always sure in the morning. Is he alive? Is he not alive? Check for breathing. You wake him up. So the Yishalmi just says, Baruch Mechaya Mason. But that's not our version. Our version is much longer. Right? If we would daven like the Yishalmi, we'd be finished after some 5 minutes. But we have a long thing. So Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach HaMabez, says that when you wake up, you say, and Mamash speaks out, came out the whole thing, almost exactly the way it is in the Siddur. The whole thing until Hamachshir Neshamas of Gar Mason. So, we already discussed in the past, but not everybody was here in the past, so I'll just chazer over. The Gemara says when you wake up, the first thing you say is Elikai Neshamas Shansatami, and there's no Zecher of Maida Ani, what we say, anywhere in Shas. And the way some Rishonim learn up, is that originally, people used to say brachas before they washed their hands in the morning. The reason had to do with the fact that they were better at keeping tara than we are. And originally, they used to say Elikai Neshama. Elikai Neshama was the Maida Ani, once upon a time. If you look carefully, they're basically the same theme, talking about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Neshama, he gives it back in the morning, etc. Just we say Maida Ani, not in a bracha form, but in the times of the Gemara, they said it right away when they woke up in a bracha form. We say it later on. Okay. Now, one of the interesting things that bothers all the Rishayim about Elikai Neshama is the fact that it's a whole long shtickle. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, depending on what siddur you have. And it only says the bracha at the end. Baruch atah Hashem, amachzir neshama slefgar mesim. Most long brachas start with baruch and end with baruch. Right, so let's think about, let's say, the first bracha of benching. Baruch atah Hashem lekein malach elam azanas elam. Then it ends, Baruch atah Hashem azanas akol. The first bracha of Shemayin Esrei. Baruch atah Hashem lekein malach eviseinu. And then it ends, Baruch atah Hashem magen Avram. Right? Most long brachas work like that. First bracha berachas kriyashma starts.
Okay.
Either Asher b'dvarim arav harav by Mariv or Yetzar, and it ends, Yetzar Maris.
Yeah,
how doesn't start. Very good. So they ask, how come this one doesn't start with Baruch? Why doesn't it start Baruch Atah Hashem, Neshama Shenasatabi, Tayrhi, and end Baruch Atah Hashem, Achsin Neshama Sakar Mesim? So there's two Mahalchim. One Mahalch is the Rosh says, I'm sorry, Taisus says in many places, that it's not really a Bracha. Elikai Neshama is not really a Bracha like other Brachas. He calls it more like a Hidah. It's It's an expression of thanking. It's not an official bracha, even though it has the Lashon Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. But because it's a Haidah, it doesn't start and end with a bracha. But a tremendous number of other Rishayim say that it has to do with the concept of bracha hasmucha l'charita, which the best analogy for that is a tractor trailer. Just like this. Like Rav Shlomo pointed out, the second bracha of Berachas Kriya Shema starts Ahava Rava or Ahava Seilem, depending on what religion you are, and it ends with a bracha, right? But it doesn't start with one. The same thing is true in Shemoneh Esrei. The first bracha starts Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Seinu. Second bracha, Ata Gibor. Third bracha, Ata Kadosh. Fourth bracha, Ata Chayinu. It doesn't start with Baruch. Right? So Rishayim, the Gemara explains, is a concept of bracha smucha l'charvata, which means if you have a chain of brachas, right, like a tractor trailer, the first one, the cab, needs front wheels and back wheels. The trailer only needs back wheels, not front wheels. It hooks on the one before it, right? So sometimes you have a double, a triple trailer. They don't have wheels in the front. Right? That's why they're called semi-trailers. Semi because they only have wheels on one side. So in a chain of brachas, only the first one starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch. The second one doesn't start with the Baruch anymore. It's true of Shemoneh Esrei. It's true of the benching also. First one starts Hazanas Eilam, Hazanas Akal. The second one just starts Naid Elecha. So many Rishayim say that Elikai Neshama is a bracha smucha l'charita. And that's why it doesn't start with Baruch, because it's just continuing in a chain of brachas. The question is, wait, which one? Which one is it continuing from? What's Elikai Neshama hooked on to? So very interesting. So the Rosh says that it's a bracha smucha l'asher yatzar. What you do is in the morning you say asher yatzar and then Elikai Neshama. We saved you a good seat, right? So Elikai Neshama is a continuation after Asher Yatzar. The Gra and the Be'er Gra and Shulchan Aruch speaks out that Asher Yatzar is on the body, Elikai Neshama is on the Neshama, Regishmak. That's what they say. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that Elikatchila, a person should say Asher Yatzar in the morning and then Elikai Neshama. The Art Scroll Siddur, it says, after Asher Yatzar, Yesh Na'egin Lamer Berchas Elikai Neshama Kan.
Right, so how come every Siddur has that? Why don't they just put it there?
Right, so in the Boston Siddur, they just print it right here after Asher Yatzar.
That always bothers
me. Right? Yeah. I'm not sure why. There's probably a good reason they put it here. The Ikar Adin, the Shulchan Aruch speaks out that Ikar Adin, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Shita, that it doesn't have to start with Baruch because it's this other Pshat that it's just a Haidah. So according to that Pshat, it's not such a big deal. But I don't see why not to do like a Mishnah Berurah and print it over here.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially with what you just said, one of the good ones.
100%. Yeah. Now, that reason, it's just important to note that this reason to say that it's a bracha smucha l'charvata tasher yatzar is a nice pshat, but in the Gemara it doesn't seem to fit. Because the Gemara says that Elikai Neshama is the first thing you say when you wake up. Not after Asher Yatzar. So it's nice for our Siddurim nowadays that we don't say Elikai Neshama right when we wake up.
No, but that works, because you said earlier that Elikai Neshama is the same thing, really.
Right, but in the original Minhag, where they said it right when they woke up, it should have then... No, they didn't say Maidani. In the Gemara, the Rambam doesn't say...
Took the place of it, no?
Right. But it brings back the question, though, why doesn't it start with Baruch?
Uh-huh.
Why doesn't it start with Baruch? It's very nice for the Rishayim to say... No, but you say Baruch HaTash Hashem, Machzir Neshama Sefgar Mason. No, it's original.
If Elikai Neshama was your morning thing, instead of the Maida'ani, Maida'ani is before you wash your hands.
Yeah. That's why so in the time of the Gemara, from the simple reading of the Gemara, it seems that they did say brachas before they washed their hands.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, where is it smucha l'charvata then? So, Avodram brings a fascinating idea, shtickle mind-blowing. He says it's a bracha smucha l'charvata because it's continuation of, it's attached to Hamapil. Right before you go to sleep, you say bracha hamapil chevle shein al inay. Right? Then, as soon as you wake up, you say Elikai Neshama shenasatami. One is for the off switch and one is for the on switch. That means Avodram is saying that the sleep in the middle is not a hefsek. Like you give up your neshama, you take
again.
Neshama.
You wake up in the middle of the night for something.
Yeah. Right, that's a good point. What happens if you wake up in the middle of the night, like most Yidden, to say Tikkun Chatzos for half an hour, and then you say Tehillim, and then you chaz the daf, and then you go back to sleep.
Start with Elikai Neshama.
old Tyra, but still, Tyra would be acid. Avadram
probably
Avadram clearly is saying no, it's not.
Well, it's when you do not something, doing anything in the middle of something, you fall asleep and you just wake up and then you have to start again, right?
Right. That's a good point, right? If you fall asleep in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you wake up 2 hours later, probably just start again.
Also, yeah. Point to him, well, you need a bracha if you didn't say an offer, then I'm
right, if you didn't say a mafal. Okay, it could be that. It could be he's explaining why the bracha was written this way, and then we don't adjust the bracha based on our experiences. But still, it's a very, very surprising thing, right? You know, for the people who only sleep a short amount of time, that's one thing. But for normal people who sleep many hours, it's very, very interesting to understand that it's not a hefsek. Very, very interesting. But in any case, it's the only way to explain really how it was smuch l'chavrta back in the day. Now, it's very nice for Rishayim to say that it's connected to Asher Yatzar, but simple reading the Gemara is that's not how it used to be. You could understand that originally it was a smuch l'chavrta ta'amapil, like of a drum. Nowadays, if we don't do it, so we kind of, like the Mishnah Berurah says, so connect it to another bracha, hook it up to another tractor, to another cab, if you can't do it the way it was originally done. There is a pshat in the Prima Gadim that explains that actually the Gemara's intention wasn't like you read it literally, that it was the first thing they said when they woke up, that they did say it after Shiyatzar. It's hard to fit in, but he does say that. Okay. There is one other pshat in the Shibali Halakit. Shibali Halakit says, wait a minute. The Yushalmi's Gersa, remember the Yushalmi's Gersa was that when you wake up, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Mason. It actually just says, Baruch Mechayim Mason over there. So he says that even though we have a much longer Gersa, a much longer version, really the bracha is just the last line, Baruch Atah Hashem Machzir Nisham Safgar Mason. We just have like a shtekla hakdam over here, a preamble, a whole Lashen Yichud over here for it. But it's not the bracha. The bracha is just the last line. Okay, so if he's right, that would explain why it doesn't start and end with a baruch, because then it's just a one-liner. One-liner is you don't have baruch at the beginning and the end. Short bracha. When you say shakol ni'abdvara, you don't say baruch twice. Okay. There's an interesting controversy that's not negeya, I think, to most people, but it's interesting for the underlying concept. The Pre-Chadosh writes that if a person didn't say Elikai Neshama until after he davened Shemoneh Esrei, he's running late, he wants to chap around with the minion, he wants to get tefillah with tzibur, so he says Shemoneh Esrei, he didn't say the Brichsa Shachar yet. So now, after you finish davening, he wants to know, can you still say Elikai Neshama?
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to go straight to Shemoneh Esrei?
Better to wake up early. But if that happened, right? So, yeah, he woke up so late that even with the skipping and everything, you know, he still wasn't going to make it, so he skipped those brachas. So Pre-Chadosh says you can't say Elikai Neshama anymore. Why? Because by Shemoneh Esrei you already said Mechaya Mesim. Mechaya Mesim. Isn't that the same idea? Machs Neshamas of Gar Mesim. Right? And after all, the Yerushalmi's Nusach was Baruch Mechaya Mesim. Shari Tshuva and Simon Vav, printed in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah, right on top of the Mishnah Berurah, he argues on this. He's very upset about this. He says, you're making a mistake. The Mechaya HaMesim of Shemoneh Esrei and the Mechaya HaMesim of Elikai Neshama are two different things. The Mechaya HaMesim of Shemoneh Esrei is referring to what? It's referring to Tchias HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead. People are going to, when Mashiach comes, I met Rav Shai Shagala today. He said, what's the shir about today? I said, Elikai Neshama. He said, oh, Mashiach. What is Mashiach? Mashiach, Tchias HaMesim, Mashiach.
Would you have said that he wouldn't
have said
that? I know. Rav Shai is a good sport. I discussed with him about making jokes that involve Chabad. The insight is that any joke about another Yid is only funny if the Yid you're making the joke about would laugh also. Saying most Yekis understand that the Yeki jokes are funny, they laugh. You're not making fun of them, you know? Huh?
Yeah, he's
sometimes. Yeah. Right, exactly. They crack a smile drop. So that's a big deal for me. Right. So he appreciates these things. I told him the one about the eagle. Know that one? The Hasidim didn't participate in the eagle. Some Hasidim. Amshinov said, yeah, they said 40 days, whenever he'll be here. Tuesday afternoon he'll be here. And the Breslover said, so maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter, but he could still be the Rebbe. He'll have to be alive to be the Rebbe. Chabad said, he's not that. He's sure he's not. So Rav Shai approved that joke. He said, even the Chabad people will like that joke. So Mechaya Mesim Shemoneh Esrei is on Tchias HaMesim Mamish. Even if you have the Gersa Mechaya Mesim like the Yerushalmi, it's a minor Mechaya Mesim. It's the waking up. It's the waking up in the morning. So the Shari Tshuva says it's not true. Even after Yidam Shemana Esrei, you could still say Elokei Neshama. It's interesting because it says literally in the Chumash, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMachzir Neshamas L'Fgarim Mason. Fgarim Mason means like literally dead bodies. Chumash, I'm sorry, the Siddur. Talking about dead bodies, right? So,
Pagir, like the Pagan.
Yeah, Pagarim means corpses. Yes, you have it in Parshas, where is it, Vayera, by the Brisbane of Sarim, Vayered Ha'ayet Al HaPagarim. They were talking about dead animals, they were talking about people, but still, right? So it's interesting, we learned in the Shir on Asher Yatzar also, what? In the Shir on Asher Yatzar, we also noticed that that the Midrashim draw a connection between the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back our neshama every morning and the Tchias HaMesim, the future. That means every morning we experience like a minor Tchias HaMesim. Like I said before, if you have teenage kids, it's easy to understand that it's not such a big stretch between what? Between Tchias HaShalom, no. Between that sort of Tchias HaMesim and the real Tchias HaMesim. On this Shaila, if it ever comes up, it's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah gives an interesting Eitzah. He says there's a Machlekes in the Rishonim. If a person takes a nap during the day, if when you wake up, you're supposed to say Elokei Neshama. So he says, if you daven Shemana Esrei, and now you're in this machlekes between the Pri Chadosh and the Shari Tshuva,
go back to sleep.
So you should take a nap. If you ever see a guy, right? You ever see a guy like during the Rav's Shir, the Rav's Drasha on Shabbos for Musaf, he's taking a nap, so he's being machmir.
Why are you sleeping during
Seder? Tell him, because that's the reason why. Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of words here for creation. Bara, Yatzar, and then Nefachti blew it into me. So we notice this also in Asher Yatzar, that it has a lot of synonyms for creation. Asher Yatzar, Sa'adam, Varavai, things like that. So over here, there's a Marsha, because since it's a Gemara, it's the Mefarshim of the Gemara way in here. The Marsha says that it has to do with understanding the composite nature of the Neshama. There's a Kabbalistic concept called Naran. Not really Kabbalistic, but people listen when you say it's Kabbalah. So, what sort of? Naran. Everybody knows what Naran stands for? Nefesh Ruach Neshama. Right? That all sounds familiar? That a Neshama is actually composed of parts, several parts, whatever that means. Nefesh is the lowest level. The Nefesh is what creates the difference between something that's not alive and something that is alive. Something that's called the Nefesh Abahami. An animal also has a Nefesh. Right? And the Torah actually, Ruach is a spirit. The Ruach is a spirit which infuses something with a little bit of a higher, exactly how to translate it. Let's see, in the Guide to Chassidus will explain this. But a Ruach is a little bit higher than an animal. It's more of a human thing. And then Neshama is the highest part. Neshama is the part that it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused into Adam Rishon. Yeah, from lower to lowest to highest. Yeah. So the Marsha says that Barasa, Yitzarta, and Nefachta connect these three things. Barasa is the Nefesh. It says in Bereshis, it says all three. It says Vayivra Ha'adam Elikim. Vayivra Elikim Esa Adam Etzalmai. So that's Berea. It says Yitzira. It says Vayitzar Hashem Elikim Esa Adam. And then by the Neshama, it says Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, this is the first inspiration in history. Literally, inspiration means to blow in, right? So Adam Rishon obviously found it very inspiring when he got a neshama. So all the inspiration today is an attempt to blow a neshama into a person. That's what it is. Yeah. So he says that Barasi, Tzarta, and Nefachta are connected these three levels of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. A few other just minor issues. This is the second place, the second and only place that I know of in the Siddur where really, according to the rules of Diktuk, women should pronounce differently than men. I mentioned in the past that there are those who hold that the first word in the Art Scroll women's Siddur is a mistake. The first word in the Siddur is Maida'ani, and really it should be Maida. Maida. A woman says Maida. If you look in a Sfardi Siddur, it says Moda'ani, Nashim Omrot Moda. Right, because
it says
my dad.
Because
the kasha.
You listen when you tell them what to do.
Well, yeah, I don't know. So here's the only other place. It's very interesting. That means it's important to notice the entire siddur. Pretty much, it doesn't matter from a point of diktuk who's speaking, if it's a man or a woman. The whole siddur. The only place is the word, as far as I know, is Maideh, and the word Maideh appears here also, Maideh Anis, on the Sephardic Siddur, it says also, Koz Manshe Neshama Bekirbi, Maideh, Nashim Aros Mada, Ani Lefanecha. But here again, you know, Art Scroll Passing is no Chiluk, so, Daniel Fanecha. There's one other major major Nusach issue here, among others, but one that I found very interesting. The Chida says, in his Sefer Kesher Gaidel, and other Svarim also say this, Al Yerabah, that you should say, Elekai, Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahira, not Tahira He. In the Gemara itself, they're different Gersais, whether it says Tahira He or not. So what does that depend on? So he says something a little bit cryptic. He says, because who could say, I'm telling you what I think he means, who could say that the Neshama is still Tar? Maybe it was Tar when they first got it, but, you know, free card, nice and shiny when you buy it, but after a while, it gets that banged up. What? So it's very interesting. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So now, how could you say Tahira even without He?
Right. So he understands that Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahira means you gave me a Tar Neshama. What happened with it afterwards? Ay. But if you say Tahira He, you're saying it's still Tar. So Chida says, I think a lot of Sephardim do not say Tahira He. They just say Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahira. It's a little depressing, by the way. Right? The translation is, Hashem, the neshama you gave me was tahar.
Wouldn't it be neshama tahar or shenasata be then?
The neshama which you gave me was tahar.
It's like backwards words. Like if you're talking only about the neshama that you gave me, neshama.
I'm not an expert in Hebrew. I think it's okay.
I don't know. Is there a cleansing process during the night when God takes it away? Is there like a little bit of...
Yeah, blood? I thought that's the pshat, because Baruch Hu gives it a good washing and gives it back to you in the morning all clean.
What else is doing?
I think so. Yeah.
Until next time.
Yeah. So it's actually, there are a lot of Midrashim would describe it as like that.
Yeah. Like you got the
tshuva
or something?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought so. Chadashim, right? We said that Maidani was based on the pasuk. Chadashim la bekarim. You give us like new in the morning. Another reason to sleep. Yeah, it's very important to sleep. So, yeah. Sometimes you have a lot of cleaning to do, so it takes a while. You know, you bring a suit to the cleaners, and they say, and they look at it. It's Monday morning, and the person looks at it and says, you're not getting this one before Shabbat. maybe an hour before Shabbat, right? So maybe that's the pshat, so that's why maybe some people have to sleep more than others. No, it's very interesting, you know, because there are some tzaddikim who barely slept. So maybe that's the pshat. There isn't so much that has to be done with their neshama at night. I never thought of that, but it's an interesting idea. L'maisa, our minhag is to say tahirahi. I heard a shiur from Yisrael David Schlesinger from Muncie, and he said that he holds the pshat is that this has to do with the concept of the, I'll call it the Pintel Yid. I think I wrote on the teaser, Maral Reb Tzadik and Reb Nachum Breslov walk into a bar. So I'll explain what I mean. Okay, so there's the idea that the neshama, whatever this means, again, this is like Kabbalah, but the neshama of a Yid, a Kalpanim, can't really become dirty. At least there's a certain part of it that doesn't really change. Even if the person who owns the neshama does chatayim. There's a spot that can't change. And I'll explain to you, I want to explain this a little bit at length based on a Gemara. There's a Gemara which I think is a little famous. Gemara in Makkos. Right? Dalam learns Makkos in elementary school, so Dalam knows. Right? I learned Makkos several years in a row, actually. In Tiferes LeMelech, they taught Makkos every grade. But the Gemara Makkos, we learned in sixth grade. So the Gemara says like this. The Torah says that a person who's Chayav Malkus, he's supposed to get 40. Arba'am Yakenu. Then the Mishnah comes and says it actually means 39, not 40. Right? How do you figure it out? So the Gemara Chazal give drashas on it.
Every time it's 40.
Does it really mean 40? It is really 39. Fine. So, and the Gemara explains, Iksiv Arbaim b'mispar, Havamin Arbaim b'minyana, Hashdil Iksiv b'mispar Arbaim, so it means something else. Good. The very next Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Kamatip Shoi Shar Inchi, they're these fools, the Kaimi Mekamei Sefer Torah. They stand up when a Sefer Torah comes by, V'lo Kaimi Mekamei Gavar Rabba, and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. That's foolish. What's the right? It's foolish. Dilu B'Sefer Torah Iksiv Arbaim. the Sefer Torah, it says 40 makas. Vaster Rabbanan, Batzru Chada. And the Chazal say, they override what the Torah says. And they say it's only 39. So he seems to be saying it's like a Kal V'chomer. If you have to stand up for a Sefer Torah, and the Talmud Chacham is stronger than the Sefer Torah, whatever that means. So for sure you have to stand up for the Talmud Chacham. Good. Very interesting. But a little farshim are bothered by it. Like, why does this Gemara come right after the previous Gemara? There are a lot of places where Chazal give drushes that aren't exactly like what it says in the Chumash, which they have that kayach based on the Torah Shabbat Peh to understand that that's what Rabbi Shalom meant. But why dafka this one? So, in simple pshat, my Rebbe told me, he said that this is one of the most blatant places where you find Chazal overriding what it says in the Chumash. It's like a really stark contrast. The Torah says 40 and they say no, 39. In Derech Drush, a lot of people say that giving drushes, stam drushes about stuff, you know, how you sukkah should be made, good asik daif and akuma, it's nice, but the real godless is taking away a clap from a yid. That's the point, right? Take away one smack from a yid, that's already worth more than all the other stuff. But the Maral says it in a very interesting lashon. He says, Maral and Ritzadik both say more or less the same nusach, but they say like this. I'll tell you the Maral. Maral says that the 40 is, the number 40 is connected to 40 days of Yetzirah Savlad. It takes 40 days for a baby to become formed, till it gets its initial form. So he says there's a certain chelik, which in Maharalis, if anybody speaks Maharalis, he calls Tzura. Tzura and Chaimer. If anybody's learned the Sefer Marah from cover to cover, it's come across Tzura and Chaimer many times. So he says that Tzura is not included in the Chait, only the other 39 Chalakim of the Chaimer. So the pshat in that is that the Tzura means the Neshama, and the Chaimer is the Guf, that the Neshama gives the Guf its meaning, gives the Guf its life. So as long as the Guf is in its rebellious status, really he deserves 40 makas. But if you beat the guf until the guf is no longer in its rebellious status, you're left with just the pure neshama, and that doesn't deserve a punishment. Reb Tzadik writes that the 40th makkah that you don't give is that nekuda, the inner nekuda of the neshama, the pintel yid, that even when a person does averas, that part doesn't participate, doesn't become tummy, doesn't become. He says also you find by the makkah, by the malachis on Shabbos, there's 39 malachis. The Gemara actually says there are 40 malachis. There's mechamer, which is an iser deraisa, but it's not chayav misa. So he says that's an akuda. When Chazal say that even though the Torah said 40, it's 39, they're both true. Altogether, the person deserves 40. But once you boil the person down to that pintala, that pintala doesn't need makas because it's tar. So, getting back to the drushes, there's a famous shtickle in Likutei Maran. It's really the first shtickle in Likutei Maran, but it's not printed on the first page. I'm saying conceptual. It's the first one. Anybody who's starting should start with that shtickle. It's called the Azamra shtickle, famous shtickle, where he talks about the chashivas of seeing the good in everyone, the nekuda toiva that's in every person. He says, I'll read to you. Person, you see another person, you always have to judge him favorably. Even a person who seems to be a real Rasha, everyone else has a chiyuv to find good in that person. In that nekuda, he's not a Rasha. By finding that good in the person, that's Reb Nachman's chiddush. Reb Nachman's chiddush is that when someone else does the, whatever this means, does the work of finding their nekuda toiva, that actually causes it to be brought out and could cause the person to become, to do tshuva by recognizing that. He brings a pasuk, it's a pasuk of Oid Ma'at Ve'en Rasha. I forgot the rest of the pasuk. Come to me afterward. So I think that all these points are saying the same nekuda, really. In other words, B'mispar Arbaim is saying, really the person deserves 40 chataim. If you look at the person without chapping, without paying attention to that nekuda. The Maila of Chazal wasn't just to say we know how to darshan a pasuk. The Maila of Chazal wasn't just to say we're going to take away a smack from another person, from another yid. The Ma'alach Chazal was that they're pointing out that we're telling you that when we look at a yid, we know that there's a nekuda there. Whatever the tzaddik's lashon nekuda, and the maral's lashon the tzura, we know that nobody is really all bad. There's always some part of them that didn't do bad. Memela, that's why it's such a big godless that they bring out the good in everyone by darshaning arbam yakenu to mean to mispar arbam to mean it's only 39 not 40. That's the vart. And that's what I think it's kedai to think about if you don't follow the chida when you say tahira hi. The neshama is still tar to everyone on their level. No matter what they did, the neshama is still tar. There's a great word on that, which maybe not. Tonight's shir is dedicated by the Kohn family, Lili Nishmas Rabbi Yoni Kohn. Also, stay tuned. The Kal Chasidim annual dinner is coming up, honoring the two Rabbi Grossmans, and there will be a memorial tribute to Rabbi Yoni Zecheinu Levracha. Details to follow.